the Morning Minute. The relatives of the real-life Aunt Jemima are suing Quaker Oats for $2 billion. The family claims that their aunt's image and pancake recipe has been used to build an empire. And now they want racks and stacks of greenbacks from those flapjacks. $2 billion. Good for them. And just wait until all those relatives of Aunt Jemima show up in court with their heads wrapped in scarves. Michael Jackson's former maids have made some disgusting allegations. The former staff members claimed that Michael would pee all over Neverland Mansion. Whenever he had to urinate, MJ would just unzip and whiz all over the floor. That must have started after R. Kelly produced him. But also, the maids say that Michael would make balls out of the animal feces and throw it at his staff for fun. Damn! Michael Jackson was the king of pop, the king of piss, and the king of poop. In Missouri, police shot and killed a black 18-year-old college student named Michael Brown, who was on his way to visit his grandmother. Witnesses say Mike Brown was unarmed and clearly had his hands up in the air when the cops shot him dead. It's time to stop calling these cops officers of the law and call them what they really are, hunters. And our people are always in season. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.